This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in.
There's a party over there. Everybody have a sip, have fun, and say cheers. There's a party over here. There's a party over there. Everybody have a sip, have fun, and say cheers.
I walked in the club, shorty dancing all around, twerking. She dipping low, ass all on the ground. Give me a shot of something strong I can sip on. I did a two-step. The DJ played my favorite song. Everybody's getting
welcome to the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And today is Thursday, November 23rd, 2023, and it is also Thanksgiving Day. So happy Thanksgiving to all y'all out there. I hope y'all eating and all that good stuff. I got a special show for y'all today. As always, we chop it up on Thanksgiving. So without a doubt, let's get it in. Hey, this is your boy, Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The Slackers Talk podcast is available on all your favorite podcast platforms. Choose your favorite podcast platform, go to the Slackers Talk, hit that follow or subscribe button, and that's it. All your work is done. As soon as you hit that follow button, a new episode or new content of the Slackers Talk podcast will be delivered straight to your device as soon as it becomes available. Now, here's the best part. You can listen to my show live, which I definitely recommend, but it gets even better. Let's say that you're busy that day. The Slackers Talk podcast episodes will be available 24/7. So you can listen to the show later. You can listen to the show the next day. You know, you can listen to 3 episodes a day. You can listen to an entire series on your way to work, on your way to the gym, however you want to do it. So you see, it's simple, easy, and convenient. So, what are you waiting for? I see y'all Thursdays at 9 o'clock. You heard? And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. And welcome to a special edition of the Talk of the Town Now. As y'all all know, man, it's Thanksgiving Day. It's always a blessing, man. Thanksgiving is always a blessing, man. It's even more of a blessing, man, when we have a Slackers Talk episode happening on Thanksgiving Day. You know what I mean? I get to talk to y'all on one of the best days of the year. It's a day that we celebrate, you know, being with friends and family. You know, we get all that good food. You know what I'm saying? You know, you get your drink on, the atmosphere, football games on, basketball games. It's just like one of the most exciting times of the year. And it just got even better now that we're having the Slackers Talk on this day as well. You know what I mean? So I just want to take the time out at the start of the program and just thank everybody who listened to the Slackers Talk today. You know what I'm saying? That's you don't understand how big that is. You know what I'm saying? I know it's a lot going on, a lot of work. And y'all took the time out anyway to listen to me. I appreciate that. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world on Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying? At a time when y'all with family and everything else, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that. Being that, as you know, it's Thanksgiving, man, I'm not going to hold y'all, you know, too long. You know, we just go keep up our tradition, you know, keep up, you know, our regular weekly, you know what I'm saying? I know everybody's out there, you know, doing their thing. So, you know, we gonna make it short. Before we get in, just a couple of quick announcements. You know, next week, we got one more show next week before we wrap the season up. And, you know, before we go on a break in the month of December here on the Slackers Talk. You know, we do it each and every year. You know, I take off the month of December. Unless, you know, something goes on, man, like something pressing, an emergency or something like that, you know what I'm saying? I'll cover it. And actually, I'm thinking about doing an episode anyway, you know what I'm saying, to announce the new season, you know what I'm saying? So y'all might be hearing me and looking, you know, y'all might be hearing from me next month anyway, you know? We got some new things on the horizon, you know, January 4th, I think it is, with Mark, you know, season number four, the start of season number four. As you know, we celebrate Martin Luther King week during that month, you know, before we move into February, and then we have Black History Month. Also, you know, a new format here in the Slackers Talk podcast is coming. I want to announce, you know, making a couple of announcements, introduce y'all to some new stuff, some new people. You know, I don't want to give the bag away yet, but Slackers Talk has partnered up with a few people, man. You know, we have partnered up with a few people now, and I'll be making that announcement. We just have so much, man, so much content and so much new big business going on. You know what I mean? Entertainment for y'all, you know what I'm saying? That is off the chain. You know, a lot of stuff is going down. You know, this 2024 is definitely going to be the year, you know what I'm saying, of the Slackers Talk. And it's going to be even more fun compared to what we've been having already. And I've been having a blast, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm loving it. You know what I mean? There's so much stuff to talk to y'all about. Even today, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to do something, you know, by being Thanksgiving, I wanted to do something, like something fun. But, you know, the Slackers Talk community has spoken, you know what I'm saying? There's a situation that has come about, you know what I mean, with your boy Diddy. So, you know, I kind of got hit with that, you know, this week on social media and also, you know, email. You know, a lot of people requesting to talk about it, you know, how I feel. So I'm going to get into that. And also, you know, it's a couple of more things throughout the show I want to, you know, talk to y'all about. You know, we go get into it. Before I miss anything, I want to say happy birthday to my man Seven. His birthday, you know, his long birthday this month. As far as the Vision for Kids goes, you know, I think we have 2 months where we just have, might be November and January, where we just have a short list with just like maybe one or two people on it as far as birthdays. But yeah, we still celebrating him this month. I didn't want to leave him out. You know what I mean? We keep rocking. You know, his birthday was on the 7th, but we still celebrating. You know what I'm saying? We still celebrating. It's a blessing. So happy birthday and a shout out to my man Seven. To all my, you know, Slackers Talk community members and everybody, you know, on social media that looks forward, you know, that supports the show and everything. I think I made the announcement last week. We still doing the Slackers Talk question of the week. I just took a break. And it'll be starting back on January 1st, New Year's Day. So definitely be on the lookout for that, man. You know, that's not going anywhere. I think I told y'all last week. That along with the Throwback Thursday classic films, we're going to continue to do that. That's on Thursday. And like I said, man, we got some more new additions, man. And that's why I think I want to do a show in December. I want to do a show in December to kind of like give y'all a heads up and announce everything new that's going to be taking place during the new season. We still going to rock out, you know. Don't worry, nothing has changed, man. Nothing has changed. I own the network. I own the show, man. This is not going nowhere, man. You know what I'm saying? This is, like I said, when I first started this, I made the promise that like this is mine and everything goes through me. And I want to assure you, it's going to stay that way. You know what I'm saying? This is not like other people that say they own things, but they're really owned by somebody else. It's not one of those things, man. I teach business here on the Slackers Talk. Everything is owned, you know, by me and my TMF squad. Shout out to Godstar. Shout out to Celeste Howard. You know what I mean? And it's going to continue, man. We just adding to what we already got. You know what I'm saying? Believe that. And like I said, anything y'all want to see, email me, man. Email me. Email, if y'all don't have it by now, you know, shame on y'all. Email me at slackerstalk@visionlivenetwork.com, man. Slackerstalk@visionlivenetwork.com. Leave comments on Facebook if you feel better that way. Leave comments on Twitter or X, whichever one you want to call it. Or even Instagram, man. You know what I'm saying? All that is me, man. However you want to do it. If you want to see something, say something. You know what I mean? I'll put it to you like that. But let's get it in, man. Now that I made the announcements and I got all that stuff out the way, let's get it in. Now, I had every plan. You know what I'm saying? I had every plan in the world to come with some happy content today. You know what I'm saying? Some good news. I wanted to create some good vibes because it's Thanksgiving. It's holiday season. It's the end of the year. You know, we can celebrate our success that we had, you know, our success that we experienced throughout this whole year. We can look back and reflect. You know, I had every, God knows this, man. I had every well of my being was to, like, celebrate today, man, you know. But I made a promise when I started the Slackers Talk. I made a promise. I said this is going to be an interactive show. I said this show is going to be about what y'all want to hear and what y'all want me to talk about first and foremost. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get my, you know, the stuff that I want to talk about out there and things that I have to say. But it's an interactive show at first. You know what I'm saying? It's about y'all. And this is a case of that. You know what I'm saying? This is a case of that. I look through my inbox. And, you know, I'm a fan of what I do. I'm looking around. And, you know, I'm watching this. And I got my ears to the streets. And everybody wants to talk about the Cassie and Diddy situation. They want to talk about it. They want to know if I think it's true. They want to know how I feel about it. And they want to know, like, what's going to happen from here. So, I'm the man. You know, we go get into it. You know, y'all have spoken. I have to finish. That's how it works around here. You know what I'm saying? On the Slackers Talk. Y'all wish is my command. You know what I'm saying? This is why I do it. Now, I'm not going to hold y'all too long. You know, it's Thanksgiving. Everybody doing their thing. Like I said, I just wanted to chop it up with y'all. You know, show my respects. I appreciate y'all and everything for tuning in today. Especially today with so much going on. Y'all out of town traveling and everything. So much. So I'm not going to hold you too long. I'm going to get right to it. How I feel about the Diddy situation is this. There's an unwritten rule in life. There's an unwritten law that's not inside of the law book, if you will, if you follow me. What I mean by this is, like, certain things go without saying. And this is one of those things. Now, first, you know, let me get into it. You know, I'm not a big fan of Diddy. You know, everybody know I'm a Tupac fan. I grew up a Death Row fan. And, of course, you know, Bad Boy, they were the enemies. You know what I'm saying? Pac, that's my man. You know what I mean? I'm rolling, you know, I got rolling with him. You know, so I was nothing against him personally. I just never was a big fan. But I keep it real. You know, he's a good businessman. You know, he's responsible for, you know, rappers and artists in the music industry being able to venture out into other business opportunities, especially clothing. You know what I'm saying? Like Sean John, I can say, like, he's one of the people that opened the door. Russell Simmons did it first, but he was one of the ones that he took it to another level. And then the Ciroc, the vodka and everything, and, You know what I'm saying? Like, he made it cool for rappers to create and get into other ventures. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? I can give him that. Bad Boy, like him or not, great music. You know, one of the legendary record labels. You know, you got to give props where credit is due. You got to give credit where credit is due, regardless of how you feel about a person. You know, and quick story, man. I remember, you know, my brother, shout out to Chill, you know what I'm saying? I know you're listening. He was a Bad Boy fan, you know what I'm saying? I was a Death Row fan. So you know how, you know, me and him used to go back and forth, especially when the East Coast, West Coast thing was going, you know what I'm saying? And he used to always argue with me about who was the better executive, you know, Diddy or Suge, you know what I'm saying? And he used to get on, you know, about Suge, about not people not being paid and stuff like that. And he used to always tell me, like, you don't hear that about Diddy. You don't hear that about Diddy and all that kind of stuff. Man, oh man, oh man, has times have changed. Times have changed drastically, my brother. Times, you know, if there ever was a change, this is definitely it. Because people are saying the direct opposite these days, man. And I'm going to get you on the show one time too, man, to chop it up about this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to, man. I got to get you on the show to chop it up about this. But getting back to this unwritten rule and law that's not written in any book that you're not going to find anywhere. Basically, when your name starts to circulate around the world and it starts to circulate into negativity, you know, crimes being done, you know, people not getting paid, people dying, people being abused, sexuality, and all this kind of stuff. When you being accused of multiple different things and your name starts circulating, it kind of becomes undeniable after a while, man. You know, it's hard. When you have, like, different cases, different situations, you got male and female, and they all starting to say you did something, it's kind of hard to say all of these people are lying. I mean, it's I have to be honest with you, man. It all goes downhill from there, man. You saw this with R. Kelly. All these different people, it's kind of hard, man. It's hard after that, man. I give you another name. Deshaun Watson, quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. All those women came forward on him. You know, the thing about it and the thing that makes it hard and look so bad, all these different people are not in the same situation. All these people don't know each other. All these people don't have anything to do with each other. So that's what makes it look like, is this like a formality at this point, man? A sure thing. Your name, unfortunately, is coming up in, about my man Pac. And as I said, I went out on a limb on that one. I don't think that's true because of the situation that happened at the MGM Grand that night. You know, I've got to believe that whole thing stems from the fight. You know what I'm saying? That happened, you know, just a couple hours before, you know, Pac was gunned down. But the thing with that is, they know that Diddy has a history with the guys, you know, who did it. You know, he know of the guys, you know what I'm saying? And that's the question. But nevertheless, you know, your name has came up with in that. And hopefully, man, if them guys decide to put you in that, I mean, oh man, you know, it's going to be crazy if they use your name in that. You have a couple of your former bodyguards speaking out on YouTube about you consistently over the years. That definitely don't look good. There's rumors of parties. There's rumors of, you know, about your baby mama, like, being killed. I still can't believe, of all people, like, I thought Mace was your right-hand man. You know, that one stings, man. That one stings. You know, a number of people at the record label being broke and dying and doing, you know, all kind of crazy stuff. Everybody is turning up, having money issues. And now it's Cassie. So these things are starting to pile up. Now, from what I hear and what I understand is that, you know, y'all reached an agreement, a settlement. The thing about that is, you know, on the business side, I understand it. You settle it. You ain't got time to go to court. You don't want to deal with all that stuff. Like, this is the quick and easiest way out. I get it. But also, there's another underlining rule that makes people feel like because you settled, in a way, it kind of like proves guilt. You know what I'm saying? It's like a way of saying, okay, yeah, I did that. Let me go ahead and take care of this. That's how that's looked at. You know what I'm saying? That's how that's looked at. Now, as far as, you know, to my community out there, as far as what y'all, if y'all asking me, do I think he did it? I could never, of course, say I seen it. You know what I'm saying? Or say that I was there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's that. Being that this happened years ago, you know, Cassie waited to come out with it for so long. And if I'm not mistaken, I know they broke up for some years. If I'm not mistaken, I think, I could be wrong on this, but I thought she either got engaged or she got married to somebody else after Diddy. I'm not 100% sure about that. I should have did some research. But, you know, there was a gap. She waited so long to come forward with it. And let me tell you how I feel about that real quick, because that keeps coming up. And I said I wanted to do a show on it, and we will do it. You know, we will do a show on that next month, like why women wait to come out with things. I think that's a good one. And I want to have like a woman on the show to hear her point of view. But just to talk about that for a second, I had heard a segment on the Ricky Smalley show, and they were talking about this. I don't really understand, you know, why a woman would wait. But they was able to, when I heard it on the show, they was able to, like, shed some light on it for me. You know, I'm not a woman, so, you know, I have to be taught about these things. You know what I'm saying? I would never be a woman that's abused by a man. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm human. What I heard on the show was, you know, at first, you know, the woman is embarrassed. You know, the woman is ashamed and, you know, that type of deal. They still dealing with it emotionally. And I get that. You know what I'm saying? It makes perfect sense. Perfect sense. I have no problem. You know, I have no problem with that. I don't expect for something like that to happen to you and you just like, you know, on the go with it. You know, you're just so happy to say, you know, I get that. I get that 100%. My thing is, if you decide to wait, especially like for some years or something like that, here's the issue that I'm having. If you wait for some years or months or whatever to come out with it, and you just decide that, you know, you want to talk about it, you want to get that off your chest, you want to feel better, and you want to uplift and help make sure that doesn't happen to other women, that's no problem. I completely get that. But what I don't understand, and it's not me, I'm talking about from like, criminal reasons, for like court reasons. If you decide to wait years after, and you know, you no longer deal with the guy and stuff like that, it doesn't that like eliminate or take away access to evidence? You see what I'm saying? Like if you have been abused and you wait 10 years, those scars are probably not there anymore. If there, you know what I'm saying? If there was, you know, y'all not living together anymore. So a lot of evidence, a lot of stuff that could have been proven is probably gone. And I mean, I just need help with that part of it. You know what I'm saying? Like if somebody could like shed some light on that part, like the waiting years and you know, trying to take the person to court, trying to sue or get the person locked up when when some of this evidence is probably gone or destroyed. You know what I mean? That's what, it, you know what I'm saying? That's what I don't get. It just seemed like if you go do something about it, more could be done at the time. You know what I'm saying? Because you can see it. That's all I'm saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? But if I'm looking at it wrong, hey, you know, my email is likeistalk@visionlivenetwork.com. I'm on social media. You know what I'm saying? We can chop it up, and I'd be glad to take in that knowledge. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, maybe I'm missing something. You know, like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? I could be 12. But that's where I'm coming from with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're trying to pursue something, you know, why wait? If you just want to talk about it, that's your right. Because it's your life. It's, everybody has a life story. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could write a book when you want to. You know, I get that part. As far as that, you know, like I said, you can never say you saw it. I can never say I saw it. From what I understand, there's people that said they saw it, you know, things of that nature. So, I mean, if you didn't see something and, you know, years went by, it's kind of murky, a little shaky. It's all kind of things, you know. It's all kind of things you got to look at. It's like a who's who. But I do remember an incident between Diddy and Drake where, you know, a couple of years ago, Drake was interested in signing Cassie as an artist because she's a model and she's a singer. And allegedly, Drake says something to the fact that he could take her career to another level. And I think Drake and Diddy got into a fight behind that. So that's proof that, you know, I don't know, dude had some kind of temper when it came to Cassidy and, you know, Cassie and, you know, when it come down to her, you know, dude had a little temper and he was willing to get physical and stuff like that. So I remember that incident. The whole time they were together, you didn't really hear too much about them. It actually seemed like out of all the people he messed with, she was probably there maybe the longest. It did seem like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I noticed, like, she kind of did fade in the background a little bit because she was a singer first, you know what I'm saying? That kind of thing. And you just never know. But I got to tell you, dude, man, it's not looking good, man, you know. It's becoming that your name is circulating everywhere now. You know, it has always been going on with you, but it's even more so now. And it's like back to back to back to back to back to back to back. You know what I'm saying? You got to do something to shake this. You know what I mean? If you're innocent, you got to do something to shake this. And for me, it's like, regardless of how I feel personally, man, it's another black man that's held in high regard in the music industry and in business. And you just becoming known for other things, you know what I'm saying? Like, we gotta have our people we gotta have our larger than life figures. that's just associated with positivity. You know what I'm saying? That's up there, you know, amongst the top people. And it's like all good. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? I've been talking about that for months here on the Slackers Talk podcast. And it's like, it's just another one. You know what I mean? We gotta have those people, man. We gotta have it. Pretty much, man, it's a tough situation. I don't know what to tell you, but if you're saying that you didn't do any of this stuff, my suggestion is to start getting all this stuff under wraps, because it's becoming undeniable, man. It's becoming undeniable now. You know what I'm saying? It's like all the time now. You know what I'm saying? So I would start getting that under wraps. If you, by any chance, you know what I'm saying? I like to keep, you know, a positive way of thinking. If you, by any chance, though, if you did do this, I would just suggest, you know, to put it nicely, find yourself something else better to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, this to put it nicely, man. Just find something better to do, man. I'm sure you'll come up with something. Now, real quick, back to my Slackers Talk community. I hope y'all enjoying y'all Thanksgiving. I hope y'all enjoyed this show. And before I leave out, I want to tell y'all, because I haven't forgotten, you know what I'm saying? I keep up with everything I say. I keep up with each and every episode. I keep up with it all, man. I'm very detailed. Now, I know it's Thanksgiving, so that means we know what tomorrow is. And you know how I feel about tomorrow. It's not Black Friday. Tomorrow is Slack Friday. You know what I'm saying? For all of my day ones, you know what I'm talking about. Slack Friday, not Black Friday, Slack Friday. Now, we talked about this. I don't want to hear none of y'all posted up in front of a store at midnight waiting for hours and hours just to buy a regular gift. We spoke about this now. We spoke about this. You know what I'm talking about. I don't want to hear nobody get into no fights over Christmas shopping or something like that. We talked about this, man. Come on now. We all bosses. We don't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? It's Slack Friday every day of the year, every month. You know what I'm saying? We don't let people dictate to us when to catch deals and when can we buy this. And we don't compete to buy stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That's not boss-like. You know what I'm saying? That's not ownership. You know what I mean? And I have something else to help y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm not ready to bring it out yet. You know what I'm saying? But it's coming. It's coming up. It might come next month. You know what I'm saying? When I do the show next month. But, hey, I'm watching. We got one more episode. You know what I mean? So I'm keeping my ears to the streets. You know what I'm saying? If somebody out there got into something over some Black Friday, I'm going to know about it. I'm going to know about it, man, and we're going to talk about it. I don't want to hear that. Don't let them fool you. Don't let them, you know what I mean? Don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe. But anyway, man, y'all enjoy your holiday. Y'all be safe out there. Y'all take care of each other. And Diddy, you find yourself something to do. And for the rest of y'all, we'll be back to talk again next week. Peace.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, aka the talk of the town now. Find out what's going to happen next.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.